97.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's a three-day weekend coming up. So if you're already celebrating, I ain't mad at you. We typically wait till 11 a.m., but considering Dallas traded away Micah Parsons, maybe we start early too, B. We put the call out. We know Cowboys fans listen. We know they call in when something happens to the burgundy and gold. So, Cowboys fans, your impetuous owner, probably relatively petty is a good word to describe him, just traded away your best player.
Yep.
What sure looks like a dude on a Hall of Fame track, like an elite player. You know how be some dudes we talk ourselves into? Like the Brad Beals, we're like, oh, man, he could be an all-star. But, like, we all kind of know the ceiling.
Yep.
Parsons relatively ceilingless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a Green Bay Packer.
Yep.
So I want to give credit. My man Big C is on the line. Big C, you are a Cowboys fan, self-identified. How you feeling today,
yes,
buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We good, man.
We're good, bro.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, look, I'm about heartbroken that he's gone, man. I don't know. It sounds like you and B. Mitch was a little more heartbroken than Cowboys fans were.
No, you don't hear no heartbreaking in me. So let me ask you the question. You're going to call it a day and try to act like he wasn't no good. You're not going to try
No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying, B. Mitch, was he was everything but what we needed, and that was a run stuffer.
So you don't need a pass rusher, though?
No, man, B. Mitch, go look at the film, man. It's so many things, so many plays last year where this dude was getting smashed down by these tackles.
Okay.
For the run. Look at when we played the Ravens, man. I mean – no, he can go to Green Bay, have fun, give me the run stuffer all day.
All right. I'm with you on that. I love this type of mindset. But, you know, you sound very much like a confused Cowboy fan. I like that.
B, that's like, oh, I don't want to get with Beyonce. I don't like the way her feet look.
Yeah.
Like sure, dude.
Put on some shoes, baby.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't want to go on a date with Sydney Sweeney. I'm worried about her fingernails.
It's
like, shut up.
How once somebody's gone, people can find all these things that are wrong. Let's be real. A lot of people get smashed. Kenny Clark going to get smashed. Wasn't that Kevin Clark? Kenny Clark.
Kenny.
Kenny going to get smashed every once in a while, too. But it happens. You're playing against people that are like talented against you. They going to get you every once in a while. He's not going to stop every damn run.
Especially, like, we play in a we live in this, like, clip world where you can grab a screenshot of a certain play, and that could be an indictment on a player in the screenshot world of football. Sure. I'm sure Micah was out of position on a couple runs.
I have to give credit.
In the real world of football,
yes.
He is one of the most disruptive players in the NFL.
I have to give credit to Greg. Greg said, I'll bet you anything. These Cowboy fans are going to call in and act like, you know, and try to make this a good thing. And then he say, told you, first caller.
I will give credit. I think his name was Big C. I'll give credit to the Cowboys fans for calling in, just like my man Floyd in Clinton. Floyd, how are you going to try to rationalize this Micah Parsons trade?
Floyd, you up, man?
Yeah, I'm not going to try to rationalize it. I mean, it was so – it's a couple of things here, right? You don't pay $180 or $190 million to someone that can't win you a Super Bowl. That's number one. Number two is, yeah, I mean, it was an idiotic move for letting him go. You don't let Micah Parsons walk. But at the same time, if you have three players that are getting paid this enormous amount of money, there is no more money to go around for any other players. So you have to think of team and future picks and whatever else that encompasses that. But you can't just give $190 million to a defensive end. I mean, I would love to have Micah Parsons still. See, I'm old school. I'm all the way back to Bill Bates days. So I've watched Brian play everything. I get it. You know
what
I'm
saying? Let me ask you this question real quick. Who do you pay $180 million to? I mean, you got
– well, I
but
mean,
he's not going to get the whole 180.
You give it to a Mahomes type. You give it to a Mahomes
But you
type.
Don't
you
have a Mahomes
that
type.
Actually, I understand that. So that's why you don't give it to the defensive tackle, the defensive end. So we don't have a Mahomes. We don't have that player to give it to. That's why you don't do that. If you do that, that hamstrings your franchise for you. We wouldn't be
you
able
know
to
do Dak's nothing. The highest paid quarterback in the NFL,
I
right?
understand that. But Dak can possibly win you a Super Bowl.
Why you believe that?
Cannot. I think the
quarterback is the most dependent position in sports, and I believe the guy that can knock the hell out the other quarterback give you a chance of winning just as much
that,
as yours.
I understand that, but that okay. So let me ask you this then, Brian.
Yeah.
How many games is Micah Parsons going to win for Green Bay this year?
Well, I would say he's going to win about three. You know why? Because nobody alone wins any games. Not even the quarterback that you're trying to rationalize.
Well, I understand
but
that.
But Michael Parsons is going to disrupt the hell out of some games where he's going to get credit for
it. I'm not saying that he's not. You're not. See, you're missing what I'm saying.
Can I speak here, Floyd? B. Mitch is right that quarterback's the most dependent position on the field. I think it's also correct. No one's arguing that quarterback's the most important position on the field. Okay?
Correct.
So I hear what you're saying there. But let me ask you this. What do you think the second most important position in football is?
Well, a number one receiver.
No.
Someone else can catch the ball.
The guy to disrupt the passing game.
I mean, I understand that. So you can have a collectively good defense as well. You don't necessarily have to have someone
If I may, to your point earlier about how many games is Micah Parsons going to win you, how many Super Bowls is Micah Parsons going to win you?
Correct. How many do you think he would win us in Dallas is the key question.
Your quarterback never is there.
We can dog Dak all day.
Hold on, Floyd.
I'm not a big fan of Dak myself. And like I said, you know, in the 80s when y'all went on strike, my brother and them rented out Texas Stadium. Like, I get it. I'm way back fan. You know what I'm saying? So I get it.
But, Floyd, what I will say.
All day long.
Hold on, bud.
I'm not a big Dak supporter.
I'm not there to put this dude on mute. Can someone mute him for me? Thank you. Floyd, I'm not. I want you to hear me. But like when you say a defensive end can't win a Super Bowl, and you go back and watch when the Broncos beat the Panthers, when Cam Newton was the best player in football that year, and then Von Miller completely dominated that game, and the Broncos won the Super Bowl when they had subpar quarterback play. Nobody likes to remember that about Peyton at that
point.
His body had let him down.
Yeah.
Von Miller dominated that game. So when you get a dude in the right situation, in the right space, hell yeah, a DN can win. I mean, Von Miller in that Super Bowl had 2.5 sacks, knocked down a pass, completely dominated that game. So, Floyd, I really appreciate the call. It was a good call.
Now, I understand Floyd's call, but I'm going to just go right here. Probably one of the best quarterbacks in football, who's way better than his quarterback, is Joe Burrow. They can't much make the damn playoffs. Okay, they got a great quarterback, but they don't have no damn defense. If they had Michael Parsons on their defense, they would have a chance to go to a Super Bowl. I promise you that.
White Brian just correctly pointed out, when the Patriots were undefeated going into that Super Bowl, why did the Giants win? I understand
because
Eli made a hell of a play.
Defense.
Right. And David Tyree caught a pass on his helmet, but the D-line dominated.
It was mostly – what was the one dude name? I can't remember.
Justin Tuck.
Justin Tuck.
Yeah.
They won – Justin Tuck won them a damn Super Bowl that year. See, let's go back to the old saying. Offense sells tickets. Who wins championships?
Defense.
It's amazing to me that – listen, I know you say that the quarterback's most important position. But there are teams that win Super Bowls without a damn great quarterback.
And now, my only counter to that, Brian, I think the rule changes have been so one-sided towards passing offense mm-hmm. that it's gotten harder and harder for a defensive team to break through.
That's why,
and that's how the NFL is legislated.
That's why when you have a guy who can get to the quarterback as quickly and swiftly as a Micah Parsons, it disrupts the hell out of those pampered-ass quarterbacks. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, and when you look at the fact that Trent Dilfer was garbage and the Ravens won a championship, defense does a hell of a lot. They just don't get the credit for it. You know, as an offensive player for 14 years in the league, let me tell you, when you ran into people like a Reggie White and a Lawrence Taylor, you had to game plan for that. You couldn't run typical things because they would just destroy it. And when you can't do what you ordinarily want to do, what does that do to you? That makes you a little less than what you really are. So I told him, Michael Parsons will probably disrupt 2 or 3 games and it's going to be in his favor, just like that quarterback will win you 2 or 3 by himself. But ultimately, in a game of football, nobody wins it by themselves like he was trying to throw it out there, because Dak sure ain't going to win him a damn Super Bowl by himself.
Well, and if if Floyd's point was you can't pay top of the market, like you pay top of the market for a quarterback that, when he's right, is good, but not top of the market. You pay top of the market for a receiver that, when he's right, he's good, but he's not better than Jefferson or Chase. So, like, to argue you can't pay top of the market to a D-end, I disagree with. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines open all day. This is too much damn fun. Credit to the Cowboys fans for calling in. Floyd, Big C, we appreciate you. Tony and Woodbridge, stay on hold. Everybody on hold, stay there. If you walk around shouting about the star in D.C. and you've never been to Texas, the phone lines are open.